Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. In their critically acclaimed book, The Decisions We Make, How Our Decisions Produce Success in Our Lives, author Travis Towns shows us a new mindset that will help us make our dreams come true and our goals a reality. Travis feels that most of us don't know how to make important decisions, make proper decisions. The decisions we make in our lives affect our jobs, relationships, financial situations. They also impact our mental health. Everything that happens to us in life is a direct result of decisions that we have made. Travis is the founder and president of Feel Good Poems, describing himself as a God-fearing man who believes that each person deserves to live the life that they desire. He's based in Philadelphia, teaching others how to effectively make quality decisions that will take their lives to the next level. Travis Towns, author of The Decisions We Make, How Our Decisions Produce Success in Our Lives, is our guest on This Week in America. Travis, a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is really an important book, and it's interesting as I'm reading it and thinking how often we just make decisions and we really don't understand the impact of the decision and the impact the decision has on the quality, what happens to us in our lives. This is something that a lot of us just jump into, don't we? And we really don't give all these decisions the proper amount of thought.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
And you talk about
the thing
that.
About it,
yes, go ahead.
As you mentioned earlier, the thing about it is that decisions has become so common in our lives that we oftentimes overlook to take the time to sit back and think which decision is going to take me where I need to go or how I envision myself becoming in life. And we make decisions so often that oftentimes we overlook the fact that we need to stop and think like, hold on, what am I doing? Is this the right choice for me? Is this taking me where I want to be at?
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned a couple of things which you address in the book, The Decisions We Make, How Our Decisions Produce Success in Our Lives. Travis Towns, the author, our guest on the program. So often we hastily make a decision, I think. I've been guilty of this like I'm sure everybody else has. We tend to go with the flow too often, don't we?
Exactly. We tend to go with the flow too often, which goes back to the point that I just mentioned earlier, that it's so common to make a decision that we really never take the time to stop and think before we make that decision. And by the time it's too late. And we always think to ourselves, I should have did it the other way. But we could have avoided that, in my opinion. We could have avoided that simply by slowing ourselves down for at least a second to say, hold on, what am I doing? What is this going to lead me to?
You know, it's interesting you talk about in the book, the information we receive from others may not be in our best interests. So often when we share a decision that we're about to make, we have everybody's input trying to lead us. And often it's not necessarily with our best interest in mind. It's where they would like to see us go. Talk about that and how we can maybe accept advice, consider it, and then still be responsible for making that decision.
I would start by saying that when it comes to family and your spouse, wife, or husband, I'm going to say 70% of the time, they have your best interest in mind. When you go to people for a decision that you are struggling with, you have to first pinpoint, is this person on my side? Is this a crab in the barrel type of mindset that this person has? Because a lot of people will see you rising to the top and making accomplishments in life, and what it does is it causes them to look at themselves and say, if they doing this, I should be doing what I need to be doing as well. So when you go to these people for advice, they has the tendency to not steer you in the right direction, not out of not wanting to see you succeed, but from the simple fact that they haven't experienced it for themselves, so they can't really guide you on the next necessary steps that it's going to take in order for this decision that you're making in particular to be in your favor. So it's not too much that they are against you. It's more so they haven't experienced it themselves, so they wouldn't know how to guide a person. The way to avoid that and to make sure that if you do get advice from somebody that you can apply it to your life is to really look at the character of the person. I think the character of the person is more foundational than anything because that lets you know, is this somebody that I could take valid advice from in the time of need?
Well, that's interesting because you talk about as you make the right decisions and you're finding success in life, other people admire you. So what you're saying, I believe, is we should do the same with other people. If we're accepting advice from someone that really has their act together, that we have some respect for, that probably carries more weight then, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly goes back to what I said about character.
Yes.
When you're asking people for advice, you have to make sure that they are doing what they're supposed to do. Now, I'm not saying that everybody or majority of the people don't have anything valued input to put into your life. But what I am saying that you do want to look to those who have accomplished some things that could point you in the right direction.
With us on This Week in America is Travis Towns, author of the book, The Decisions We Make, How Our Decisions Produce Success in Our Lives. Book is available, of course, at Amazon. You can link on directly to Travis's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Travis's website is travistowns.wordpress.com. And get information on Travis and the book and an excerpt there as well and find out exactly what's in the book. Excellent reviews. In fact, they're all 5-star reviews. Everybody liking the book. It's very easy to read, very simple to understand the concepts, and very doable. I think that's probably the most important aspect of that. And it seems like it's a very simple statement, but it has so much impact on our lives that everything that happens to us in life is a direct result of a decision we make, whether we take a lot of time and ponder it for several days before we finally make a decision, or we do it impulsively. That really does. Our life is sort of an accumulation of all the decisions that we've made, isn't it?
Correct. Correct. That's exactly true. Everything that we decide to do, every choice or every decision that we make is taking us somewhere. The important thing that we must remember is that when we have goals that we want to achieve in life, we have to structure our decisions tailored to the goal that we are trying to accomplish. Because if not, all we'll be doing is moving away from our goal. And the things, oftentimes, when we move away from our goals, it's because of we're not making the proper decisions. And I'm guilty of this as well. And please understand that there's nothing wrong with what I'm about to say next. What I'm about to say is that sometimes when we stray away from our goals and make decisions that's the opposite of where we want to go in life, we tend to do that to take it easy a little bit or do something, make a decision that's more fun versus doing something that's going to take us to where we want to be. I'll give an example. Say that you and your family are having an event for the weekend. You have a term paper to turn in, and you have to go to the library and do research. Now, your term paper is due that Monday. Your family event is Saturday and Sunday. You want to go to this event, and you want to turn this term paper in on time so that you can get a passing grade to take you to the next place that you need to be at as far as your course go or class. So instead of, now this family that's getting together, you might see, it might be family members there that you haven't seen in 20, 15, 10 years. So you really want to take that vacation and go down there and see your family. At the same time, you have a goal that you need to accomplish. So now your decision is, do I spend time on my goals, go to the library and do the necessary research that's going to take me to the next step? Or do I put this to the side, go and see my family, and I'll get back to it when I get back? Unfortunately, majority of the population, when I say majority, I probably say about 60 to 70%. Unfortunately, majority of the population will probably go down to the family function.
Yes.
And then come back at the last minute and try to cram and get work done, schoolwork done. That's why it's called cramming. They wouldn't have invented that term if it didn't have a meaning behind it. So the necessary thing to do, in my opinion, the necessary thing to do is tell the family that I won't be able to come down because I have things that I have to take care of. And you go to the library, do your necessary research, get your terms paper completed, and that's a whole weight that's lifted off your shoulders because you're not trying to do two things at once. You made the right decision on the right particular time that's going to take you where you need to go in that right particular moment.
You know, in the book, The Decisions We Make, How Our Decisions Produce Success in Our Lives, Travis Towns, our guest and the author of the book, you talk about the decisions we make are like building blocks to our lives, and that's a perfect example. You are putting building blocks together, no matter which way you go in that scenario that you were talking about. A bad grade could lead to, on that test, could lead to maybe not passing that particular course, not gaining information that you need. On the other hand, if you go, you could get a grade. It could be beneficial. So everything is really a building block, isn't it? Every decision we make sort of accumulates and builds towards that ultimate goal that we're looking for.
Absolutely. And the most important thing about that is knowing where you want to be at in life as a person, career-wise, family, etc. Decisions, your goals in life doesn't have to be a financial goal. It could be family, your spouse, the things that you want to do for yourself as far as weight loss, getting up in the morning, going to the gym, eating right, things of that nature. All those things accumulate until what we are standing at this very moment today. And we have to figure out, where do I want to be at in life? Where do I want to see my life in 5 years? When you find that out, you make the proper decision. And I'm not saying that you can't deviate from time to time and not enjoy life in the process. But what I am saying is that your priorities have to be first when making quality decisions that's going to impact your life.
In the book, one of the chapters is Where Do Our Decision-Making Styles Originate? That's fascinating because we are all the products of our environment, our past, where we come from. Talk about where our styles originate. And I think if we understand the origin of this thinking process, decision-making process, we can understand how we can make changes if necessary.
Yes. Our decision-making styles originate early, like when we're kids. Our parents tell us what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. Throughout the years growing up under our parents' guidance, we tend to test those bad, good situations out. So our styles develop over the years as we're growing up when we figure out what's good, what's bad. Mom said, don't do this. Dad said, don't do this. Okay, I could do this, I could do this, and I can't do this. But what tends to happen is we tend to try if we could get away with certain things, just to try. As kids, we try everything. So sometimes what happens is when we try things and it goes against of what we've been taught and we get away with it, we tend to think, okay, I got away with this. This might be an easier way to do it versus what I've been taught to do. And the mixture of making a good decision and a bad decision kind of bump heads at that very moment because we grew up learning what was right and what was wrong, but we got away with the wrong things so much that we have incorporated that into a good decision as well, and it causes things to be not lopsided, but it causes situations in our lives to go back and forth because we haven't constantly been making the right choice. We've been mixing the little bad choice as a result. And as a result, we have been getting good and bad situations to play in our lives based on what decision we made in that particular time.
Excellent.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense. And it's fascinating because, again, decision-making is something we do sort of instinctively, intuitively. We don't give it a whole lot of thought, and we end up making mistakes. Oftentimes, and I'll give you the name of the book here, and then I'll ask Travis another question. The Decisions We Make, How Our Decisions Produce Success in Our Lives. Travis Towns, our guest on the program, the author. His website is travistowns.wordpress.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon. Link on directly to to Travis's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting and something you address, how often we repeat mistakes thinking that we're going to get a different result, and we do it time and time again. Talk about that and the fact that we do this, and again, it's probably instinctively, but we'll keep repeating the same bad decisions over and over in many cases.
Yes. I would say that the reason why we tend to do that is because it's easy.
Yes.
It's easy to do the thing. It's easy to do something over and over again, hoping for a different result. Like, you have to learn how to analyze what works and what doesn't work. I think that is key into learning how to decipher between a good and a bad decision. So, as I mentioned earlier, let's use weight loss as an example. Everybody has said at one point in time, I need to lose my stomach. I need to lose my stomach. I need to drop down a couple pounds. But at the same time you're saying that, you may happen to see a new sandwich at Subway. Ooh, I would like to try that out. And we prolong, what we do is we procrastinate on making the right choices as far as I need to eat more healthier. So we procrastinate and say, okay, I'm going to do this Subway sandwich today. And then tomorrow I'll stay and I'll get on top of what I need to do as far as buying more fruits and vegetables. What happens is the next day you see something else that catches your eye and
yes.
It grabs your attention, and you tend to gravitate towards that instead of sticking with your plan. So what you do is you procrastinate another day, and then something else happens the next day, then you procrastinate another day. And two months later, we wind up saying, I still need to get rid of the stomach. But after the first day, you continue to make that decision to treat yourself, having fun, instead of doing what you need to do in order to lose your stomach and get your body in the perfect shape that you would like to see it in.
We've got a
so
couple.
So it's procrastinating good decisions versus procrastinating bad decisions.
Yeah, and you talk about shortcuts too. We're all looking for shortcuts, and you address shortcuts in the book, The Decisions We Make. A couple minutes left in the program, and I'm sure you've gone through this in your life. Maybe you still do it even after writing the book. When we make a bad decision, because I don't think we make proper, the right decision all the time. We give it a lot of thought. We try. Sometimes we don't. What do we do when we make a bad decision? How do we handle that?
I think that it depends on the severity of the decision. So when a bad situation occurs as a result of a bad decision that you made, the best thing to do to correct that is to sit back and analyze the consequences, what went wrong, what I could have done better. The key to transforming a bad decision into a good decision is the lesson that you learned from the bad decision. You have to apply it to your next situation. You have to invest that bad decision into a good decision. You have to completely turn it around. And just saying, I just made a bad decision, I ain't going to do it next time, that's not enough. You have to evaluate the consequences of that bad decision and how you do not like to have that happen again.
Interesting. So it's sort of like a life lesson when that happens to you. And at the end of the book, you have an example of a young boy. And I won't go into the full story. You can read the book and get that. But the bottom line is, make sure you are being honest with yourself. Does that sort of tie everything together that we've talked about in the program today that you have in the book? Being honest with yourself is really a key to right decisions and reaching those goals that we all have.
Exactly. Exactly. Being honest with yourself is foundational. The reason why I would say that it's foundational is for the simple fact because if you're doing something or you have a goal to achieve in life, we live with ourselves 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Nothing's going to change about that. You know yourself better than anybody else does. With that said, you have to know that, okay, I'm good in this area, I'm bad in this area. I could do this good, and I could do that good. Being honest with yourself when it comes to making decisions, you have to know, okay, am I going to stick with this program that I started out doing? Or do I have the tendency of deviating from this program. If you do have the tendency of deviating from the program that you set for yourself, then the goal is to write down how long are you willing to work on your project before you honestly could say, I need a rest period. And then you take your rest period. But be honest with yourself about it. Don't say that I'm going to work this straight through until they get it done. Because if you're honest with yourself, you know that you get tired just like everybody else get tired. They need to take a break.
The book is received.
Being honest with yourself is...
Yeah, that's the key. And the book is receiving all 5-star reviews, unfortunately out of time. Time went by way too quickly. So many great tips, practical information, impactful information in Travis's book. The book is The Decisions We Make, How Our Decisions Produce Success in Our Lives, written by Travis Towns, the founder and president of Feel Good Poems. His website is travistowns.wordpress.com. Book available information and the book available at that website, also available, of course, at Amazon. You can link on directly to Travis's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Travis, great to have you with us on the program. So much really impactful information in the book, The Decisions We Make. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Mr. Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Travis Towns, the author of The Decisions We Make, How Our Decisions Produce Success in Our Lives. The book is insightful, impactful, and it's available at Travis's website, travistowns.wordpress.com, also at amazon.com, and you can link on to all of that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.